Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sean, don't call me. Seth Meyers is in for City Limits today. He says Silent Night, first song that came to his head.
So Christmas songs and Christmas carols are two different things, right?
Oh.
I said songs. Christmas carol, I would have to go Silent Night.
I think that's a good distinction.
It is.
I have to go with Nat King Cole then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goat.
The goat of Christmas music, yeah.
Great the OG.
Great vibrato.
Yes. Whatever that means. 412-928-9370 is the number. Phone lines are stacked.
Let's go. I love it.
You want the Steelers to sign Alan Lazard?
I mean, I think it would help to have another big body without DK these next 2 weeks, but then you kind of make it difficult for decision-making in the playoffs. But listen,
they've got a good group.
They
right
do
now.
Have a good group, but
when they're all there.
When they're all there. And he's been a better receiver in the NFL than Scotty Miller. He hasn't been with this team.
Scotty Miller's got the rapport, although I guess so does Lazard.
He does. Yeah. So I wouldn't hate it, but it would be short term.
I retroactively am less annoyed with the Steelers about Mike Williams last year than I am Russell Wilson.
Really?
Yes. Like all last year I was lambasting them. You don't have a good number two. And then anytime he played, you could see he could still run. He made the catch against the Commanders. I'm thinking, why the hell? This guy can't get on the moving train. And maybe that was partly on him. Maybe he couldn't pick things up. But Adam Thielen comes in here and made an impact from day one. MVS, he was on the practice squad for a bit. Then he gets called up, makes an impact from day one. And this Mike Williams couldn't get on the field. I don't think Russ was doing a good enough job. And I think Aaron, Roe Gradges is the secret sauce. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I just, especially Pat here, I think you guys are making too many excuses for DK here with the emotionally charged and high intensity comments. It's like,
I mean, we both said he should be suspended.
Everywhere. What's that?
We both said he should be suspended. I just think that the NFL in their statement, they made it pretty clear you can't touch a fan, yet there was no such statement released, no suspension for Lamar Jackson. I just want the NFL to be consistent. But neither one of us are saying what he did was appropriate, Dan.
Well, I mean, how is this any better behavior than George Pickens? And start comparing stats there for the season and see where you end up.
It's not. I mean, it's worse. You can't punch a fan. What's your point, Dan? Who said anything that about George Pickens?
No, I'm saying you guys keep making excuses for DK. After you say you don't condone it, you then say, oh, but it was an emotionally charged situation. It was high intensity.
I said don't put himself in the situation, Dan.
The grocery store line. Like, come on now.
Dan, I said he should be suspended. I said that he shouldn't have put himself in the situation. That he shouldn't have been suspended for two games. He should have been suspended for one. They're two different things, Dan. I called him selfish earlier. I'm getting lambasted on Twitter for calling him selfish. So I don't know.
He is selfish. He's a jerk.
Okay, agreed. So why are you yelling at me, Dan?
I said, mostly Pat is making excuses.
He's not. We're saying the same thing.
You go back on what you said.
I said that it should be one game, and I did not excuse the behavior. The behavior.
It's an emotionally charged situation.
It was.
High intensity. I understand it. That is excusing the behavior, man. It is.
I don't understand what he did. Having been in those situations, I would not go over to the sideline. He made the decision to do that. I said, I'm surprised there wasn't a teammate or a coach that didn't step in. And to let a fan that's repeatedly had issues with him get down to the front of the section is another issue. But he should not have thrown a hand at the guy and grabbed his hair. He should be focused on the game.
You're surprised that Mike Tomlin sideline is undisciplined? That's surprising in itself.
But don't relate this to George Pickens. The guy never blocked. The guy went away for 3 weeks and then made a couple plays this week, and everyone thinks he's a great player. He was not a productive part of this team. So don't compare him to George Pickens. DK Metcalf has been
DK's
a productive part of this
part
team.
Of this team either.
He's not.
He won't be for the next 2 weeks.
He won't be for the next two weeks. He will be in the playoffs.
So don't tell me not to compare them because they're very comparable.
They're not comparable.
Is George Pickens going to be in the playoffs this year, Dan?
He'll still have better stats even not playing in
those. Oh, good stats. Ooh. I wonder if he wanted TJ Watt to get paid for his stats. Or if he was one of the guys calling up saying that TJ Watt didn't deserve his contract because he'd never won a playoff game. Tough to square those two things, Dan. 412-928-9370. This is a complex issue with a lot of nuance as we started the show.
Yeah.
And people are hearing what they want to hear.
Yeah, I just think that the NFL's consistency on these issues has been not consistent.
It's okay to say, hey, DK, you can't hit a fan. And also say the NFL came down too hard on him based on past precedent. That's what's being said. Someone on the text line called Dan a turd, and that's not nice, especially not around Christmas. Let's go to Bob in Maine. Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
That was a better call than Dan's. Let's go to Jordan in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jordan.
Two things about Christmas and two things about the Steelers. First of all, the fact that maybe it's cold outside got canceled, but WAP was the number one song on the Billboard charts in this country is ridiculous. Second thing about Christmas, my favorite Christmas meal is the spread of meats, cheeses, and olives down from Penn Mac in the Strip District.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Getting that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you there. For the Steelers, I think Dylan Cook has been phenomenal. He has held up so well, especially for a fourth-string left tackle. So, one, do you think that he's going to hold up against Myles Garrett? And then second thing, I texted this in yesterday, but I didn't hear the answer. If you had to pick Kenny G, who I think is the MVP of this team this year, or Le'Veon Bell to flex out into the slot as a running back, which one are you picking?
Thanks, Jordan.
Ooh, that's a great question.
I'm going Lev, but I would be lying if watching this guy catch the football does not connote some feelings of Le'Veon Bell.
It does. It does. It's a consideration. I think you go Le'Veon Bell just because of
he ran a fly route.
The totality of what he... Yeah, I mean, Kenny Gainwell's faster.
Yeah.
He'll take it the distance on you.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, I'm going Le'Veon Bell on that one. Now, Dylan Cook...
The catch Le'Veon Bell... I know what...
Le'Veon Bell was 6'1", right? Mm-hmm. 6'1", like, you know, Gainwell's not... You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's diminutive.
The catch he made against Jacksonville in the playoff game.
Unreal.
you just don't see running backs make that catch.
No, he was an elite player, both in the run game, but also as a pass catcher. Gainwell, though, like, he fits the modern game almost, if not better than Le'Veon, in terms of just all the motions and things they do in the screen game with him. And, like, those little guys, it's, you know, like Des Reed at Pitt or some of these other guys, are hard to find. You throw them a screen behind the line on the perimeter, they can slip through cracks, they can hide behind blocks, and then they just burst out of there. But there's something different about a 6'1 target in a tailback. Like, that poses a different matchup issue.
It does. I think there's more meat on the bone with Gainwell, too.
I'd be prioritizing his return.
Without question.
Have to.
I'd pay him exactly what they gave
Warren.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you would be thrilled to have that running back.
That's a great
1-2
punch.
It is.
It's really good. I mean, they're more similar than they're different, but they're asking them to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're missing is a bigger back that's, you know, they're using Connor Hayward, obviously, in the tush-push situations, but and Jonnu Smith kind of added a little bit to that room, playing the Cordarrelle Patterson role.
I think they finally found that role for him.
Well, but think about it. You come out in no back personnel. It's zero backs, two tight ends, an extra tackle, two extra tackles, I think. I'm doing my math in my head. And you put one of the tight ends in the backfield? Like, that's... So it's like an 0-2 personnel.
Right.
No backs, two tight ends, extra tackle, one wide receiver, and where are they going to line up? They could go empty.
Exactly.
Or they could consolidate. And Jonnu Smith is in the backfield. They run a toss sweep.
Yeah, when they're in the huddle and you're the defense, you're looking at that, you're going, what the hell are we doing?
You have no clue. Arthur Smith has been in his bag the last couple weeks.
He has.
He's been awesome. And him and Rodgers are clearly on the same page. He has done some really, really unique stuff with their personnel groupings. It's given Rodgers more freedom. You know, we went from thinking this offense was stuck in the Stone Ages to now it's dynamic, explosive. They're still doing it with the foundational, you know, extra tackle, those types of things. But that's the NFL now. You look at the best teams, right? Like Philly, Detroit, the Rams. They all have that component to what they do.
Multiplicity.
And then you're able to throw the ball and kind of branch out into spread formation out of those personnel groupings with freaking Darnell Washington catching the ball and running over people. Like, how do you treat that? How do you treat that if you're a defense?
Right. And as we talk about what gives us faith for the Steelers to be a contender, I think they know who they are offensively now. And 12 games through, I think they knew who they wanted to be, but they weren't there yet. And now you're seeing all the pieces come into focus.
I want to wish, where was Dan from? Upper St. Clair?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're Lebo guys. Maybe he doesn't like us because of that. But I want to wish him a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dan. It's just
sports. I don't like to get in with people. You know, I'll admit this. I want DK to freaking play.
I know.
Like, yes, it was dumb. He's got a track record of some of this stuff. George Pickens was similar. It's not great. You shouldn't do that. But I really want to see him play. And I want to see the Steelers team make a run. As much as people want to, sometimes I feel like root against the Steelers because they want Tomlin out of here. I want to see him win because it's more fun.
Oh, this makes Christmas week that much
better. That game on Sunday was freaking fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to watch. It was high-level football. We have not seen that from this team in a very long time against a good opponent.
People are texting in trying to equate the Y.A. Black situation where he flipped off the Detroit
sideline.
He's
going to get
fined. He is going to get fined, but let me be very clear.
About 15 grand.
I am just not a pearl clutcher on that. I'm sorry. Is it classless? Yeah, fine, whatever. But, like, does that...
To me, any...
Do I lose any sleep over that? Come
any
on.
Post-whistle activity or not within the context of the structure of the game, whether it's punching another player, spitting on another player, the fan is another extension. The referees, obviously, and the sideline personnel should be protected. But some of the things these fans say, I will say, is ridiculous.
Well, that's why I say
it is ridiculous. You'd be surprised the homework they do,
yep.
What they know, what they will say to you about your family, about other things. That's, when I say it's emotionally charged, like he said something about the grocery line. Okay. No one's running up on you in a grocery store talking about your mom. And if they are, If they are, then Eric, something's going to go down. But generally speaking, that doesn't happen. It happens every Sunday in the NFL.
I hate when people try to right-size their life.
Every single Sunday, every Saturday in college football, you are heckled beyond belief. Yes, you're paid a lot of money to control your emotions. DK should not have done that. He should pay the price. I think the price is a little too heavy in this situation. My personal opinion doesn't mean jack when it comes to the NFL, but that's how I feel. And I just want to see him play because I want to see the Steelers make the playoffs and make a run because I think they can.
And Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.